This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And we made it to Friday. Good morning, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Woohoo!
You're decked out in your Michigan gear.
Yeah, I do have a Michigan shirt on.
And a Michigan hat on.
Yeah, Michigan hat, yeah.
Looking forward to that Purdue matchup later today?
I am. This is it's a big matchup in the Jansen house. It's an in-house rivalry. So I'm excited about that. And I just am disappointed that I have to wait till 9 o'clock. I'm not going to go down the road of why is it starting at 9 o'clock. I get it. All right, there's 3 other games in front of them, and it just backs them up to that point. Just disappointed that's where they are. You win some more games if you don't like it.
No kidding. I had a buddy tell me they're going to this, and I said,
oh, really?
As a Michigan fan, I go, really?
Yeah.
So we haven't done the Big Ten tournament before, so it's really about going to Indy and the experience and seeing all of that.
Oh, sure.
Because he doesn't believe they're going to go on some run or anything like that.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm just hoping to win tonight.
Stick it to your daughter. we'll get an update, by the way, on how she played in that sorority intramural showdown. Yes. Showcase. Yes. Later in the show here. Pistons last night. Didn't see that one coming.
I did not. I had set my prep before the game started, and I thought it was going to be a repeat performance. Maybe not necessarily as easy as a win as it was Tuesday night, but
you want to tell people how you wrote the email?
Oh yeah, I used the term curb stomp.
Yikes!
And it was not a curb stomping. In fact, they lost to the Wizards, who now have 14 wins. All right, you're not going to win every game. You're not going to beat every bad team. But that was a game last night. I'm just disappointed that they played the way that they did.
It's a bad loss.
It is. And it's at a time where you're hoping to have some momentum. Maybe it's a refocus moment. Maybe it's a, hey, we can't just roll the ball out and beat every team in the NBA. We're still young. When they got outshot, and that's the biggest thing, they just got outshot, especially from deep.
Yeah, they made 23s. It's a huge part of the math there.
So the Wizards shot almost 45%.
Yeah.
And the Pistons shot 33%.
The one thing, and I don't know if JB was asked about it after the game, because he talked about their defense wasn't good enough. Asar Thompson and Isaiah Stewart didn't play in the fourth quarter. Thompson checked in the final 10 seconds, but those are your better defenders.
Well, you calling out JB, are you?
Yeah, I think it's a fair question. Yeah, I think.
Did I shock you with that question?
Yeah, I was like, what? Yeah, sure. JB, you got to be better. Shake my fist. No, I think it's a fair question. If you're critical of your team's defense, put out your best defenders late in the game to try to get a stop. I know you got to score and there's trade-offs, but Asar Thompson, I don't think he played the second half of the third quarter and damn near the whole fourth quarter. He played like 19 minutes.
Yeah, but this is, so the bad part, obviously, they lost. The good part is they're in a position where we are questioning fourth quarter moves by the coach. We're questioning plays that happened, and you know, did they overlook a team instead of everything being reversed?
Yeah, I mean, we could sit here and go, why is Tim Hardaway shooting that three out of the timeout, out of the inbound? And you're right, but this is the next step for them, where they have to first of all be good enough where they don't overlook people, because that is a whole nother level. And then there's going to be some in-game things that we point to. Because that's what good teams do. They execute.
Yep. And here's, if you're looking for some silver linings, it's never a silver lining to look past the team, but they have been playing really good. Had a bad night last night. Mm-hmm. I'll chuck it up to that.
Sure, me too.
And maybe it's an eye-opening moment for them going into a great matchup tomorrow night. I've talked about this all week long. And because you had two games against the Wizards, and coming into the week, right? Wizards, and going out of the week, the Wizards are still one of the worst teams in the NBA, but you got to turn around and you better get over that one quick. You better learn from it quick. You better get motivated quick, because tomorrow night you're going to play one of the best teams in the NBA, and it's a measuring stick, just like Boston was, just like we're talking about. Who do you want in the NBA playoffs? Like, this is an opportunity to go out there and put Shaq on notice. You better be watching. You better know who our coach is. It's an ability to go out there and just make a statement to the NBA community. Now, it's not the entire sports community, but I think here in Detroit, everybody better wake up, because this is a good team, and tomorrow could be a very fun game.
So that I know your answer, the priority this weekend, you've got Pistons against the Thunder. You've got the Wings, their St. Patrick's Day game on Sunday, backed against the wall. And then you have the conference tournaments. Michigan, not likely to be playing Saturday or Sunday, but MSU.
Oh, you don't even think they beat Purdue?
No, I don't. But MSU, I mean, I know Spartan fans, we'll talk about it a little later in the hour.
It just hurts to hear you dismiss it so quickly.
Well, they've dismissed themselves.
I know. I'm not going to argue it.
But then priority really list not. For me. College hoops, conference tourney, crescendo, MSU chasing maybe a one seed. And then you got Wings and Pistons. Pistons are number one for you?
Yeah, Pistons this weekend have been number one, just because, I'm not sure I'll be watching the Big Ten tournament after tonight. And college hoops, if your team's not in it and you're just simply waiting for Selection Sunday and the brackets to come out, between now and then, what am I going to do? I'm going to watch the Pistons tomorrow night. To me, that's appointment watching. I'm not going to have the ability to go down. We got a lot of things going on this weekend. It's going to be busy. I know tomorrow's going to be a whole bunch of rain. Maybe people do want to go down to the LCA. But I am going to make sure that when that game tips off, I'm in front of my TV and I'm getting a chance to watch what this team is. What is Cade Cunningham? What are they going to do defensively? How are they going to respond?
Yep.
I want to see. I don't think they win that game. I don't think there's anybody that's going to predict, unless you're taking the points, you're doing all this stuff. But against Oklahoma City, I want to see the same energy. I want to see the same fight that we did on February 26th against Boston. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to play OKC twice still this season before we get to the playoffs.
One here, one there.
Yep.
Home and home.
Home and home. Yeah, but good to see how they match up. I think that is the headliner this weekend.
Yeah. I would assume you're waiting until your highlight's going to be Sunday, right?
With the Wings? I texted you guys yesterday, and I'm not mad at the team for doing this. This is,
they're only two back.
Typical. They sent out their playoff ticket email to season ticket holders yesterday.
Oh, did that rile you up?
Oh, here we go. We're only 2 points back. I thought of you immediately because I pictured them smirking. We're only 2 points back.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, I reserved my spot on the off chance that they are playing playoff hockey. And I have to stress off chance, because despite the fact they're only 2 points out, the schedule's brutal, and they haven't played well enough.
They're one win away.
So you text us last night and I sent an eye roll to you, but reality is you absolutely have to sign.
Oh, you
committed, man. I mean, it doesn't mean that you think they're going to make it or anything like that.
No, it's a business move.
Yeah. I'll tell you, this weekend, I'm very intrigued by Michigan State and what they might be able to do if they win out. I'm not a State fan, though, so I'm not invested in it, but in all due respect to the whole landscape, I think that's the biggest story. If State can win the Big Ten tournament, I think they put themselves in a conversation for a one seed. But I actually think the biggest thing this weekend is the Wings' last stand. Like, to me, if they somehow get 3 points out of these games, you know, play the laugh track. But no, if they do, they're back in it. They're actually 3 points behind because the Rangers are going to win any tiebreaker with regulation wins.
Mm-hmm.
To get back in it, this is their last stand. They can't keep sputtering here. I don't even know if 2 points would be good enough. It might, but I'm...
You're talking about between the two because they play Carolina tonight and then Vegas on Sunday.
Are you either going to get your crap together or not?
Yep.
They're not that bad, are they, when they went through that losing streak? Maybe they weren't quite as good as we thought they were, but I do think they're at Carolina and they get Vegas here on Sunday afternoon. And if you get 3 out of 4 points, I think it opens the door.
What if you only get 2? Because again, they don't play Carolina.
To me,
well,
you're just getting strung along.
Yeah,
come on, Jim.
Right,
and that's
yeah.
What
hey,
I think is going to happen.
You're going to get playoff tickets next year too.
Come on,
reel in Jimmy.
It's the postseason purgatory. You just you kind of feel like, and this would be such a Red Wings thing to do. Yeah. The Red Wings thing to do would be to get 3 points. To reel everybody back in and possibly be tied with Columbus, you know, at some point at 71.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, you know you lose the tiebreaker, but now you're in position. You could actually do something about it.
Yeah, and now it looks like it might be just one spot because Ottawa has started to create some separation with 75. Ottawa's 7 points ahead of the Red Wings. That's acceptable, Stevie? Weren't they worse than us?
Yeah, but they added a goalie and bought at the deadline.
Or they bought what goalie?
Ullmark.
Who mentioned him last summer? I'm trying, John.
Yeah, I know. We'll just keep needling him. At some point, he'll snap. We got you know, 3 hours and 48 minutes.
I don't think you guys should be like baiting the Smarm alarm. Like it feels like an NBA player trying to bait calls. You guys are begging me. Oh, that was for John? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I deserve it.
Fair enough. 248-539-9797. You got a bunch on the docket this weekend. We're going to get to a lot on the show today. The cookie jar on Friday. We'll get to that with some fun questions. St. Patrick's Day weekend. Pie Day. Some fun spring questions in there.
Calling Coach Larry. It's Pie Day. Coach Larry.
He's got to deliver. 635 MSU, the one seed conversation. Is it a conversation? Throw in the Cooper Flag injury. Things could get interesting. It's 97-1.
Hey, this week FanDuel is bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost Token. One of the best parts about the tournament is the underdog that takes down the powerhouse. Somebody that sits there and think, I can't lose. I'm just going to show up. And all of a sudden, they're out. Right now, those upsets can get even better because if your underdog bet wins, you're going to land even more winnings with a profit boost. This is your chance to ride the long shot, the scrappy team, anybody that just refuses, I'm not going to lose, and they go into the conference tournament heading into the rest of March. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time to do it. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you're going to get paid instantly. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day with a profit boost. Because after all, anything and everything can happen in March. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Wager of at least plus 100 odds required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawal profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mark Champion on the call. Mm-hmm. Keyshawn George, who?
It's kind of a slow shot.
It's the Wizards, man. Who are these guys? The Pistons, yeah. That's a bad loss. They played down to the competition. Did not play good enough defense, especially late in that game, and they lose. John.
Yeah.
Fuller was all over that in the update. The other thing that we haven't even mentioned is the Lions quarterback.
Oh, I know. Kyle Allen signed a free agent yesterday.
So what does it mean, not for Jared Goff, what does it mean for Hendon Hooker?
Well, if you're just simply looking at what did they do at the end of last season? Well, they brought Teddy Bridgewater, who was a high school coach, in, and he was the one that went in the game when Jared Goff got knocked on his can. And so I just don't know. They don't have to do anything with Hendon Hooker right now. He's under contract. I don't think anybody is beating down the door to say, hey, can we pry Hendon Hooker away from you? So we'll see him in training camp. We'll see him in preseason games. But I think it will be, hey, can we set him up to look as good as possible? A couple of easy reads, a couple of easy throws. Let's get him a run. And then, hey, there's an injury. A number two is starting somewhere. They need a backup. Now we can send him somewhere for a sixth or a seventh round pick. Get something out of him. I don't think he's going to be Hendon Hooker's not going to be the number two next year. It will be Kyle Allen.
But you think this means like they're out on Hooker entirely? Like, I think they still carry three quarterbacks.
Well, they could carry three quarterbacks, but again, because they don't have to do anything with him. And if this year he shows something, this is year three, if he shows something in preseason. Now you have year four. Maybe he shows a little bit more in preseason. Or if the Lions get up in a couple of games, which I know this, okay, and they put him in to go out there and, but if he's the number three, he's not going in the game. So it's,
well, that's why this is interesting to me. It was telling that Hendon Hooker didn't go in that playoff game. And it's telling that they added a guy who could be their number two. Now, Kyle Allen could be a number three as well, but I don't think that Hendon Hooker has established himself as the backup quarterback in Detroit through two seasons. One of those seasons, he was injured. Last year was his first real season with practicing and acclimating to the NFL game. I wouldn't give up on him. I know people didn't like that pick, and that pick looks worse today than it did the day they made it. But I understood at the time, if you were 100% sold that Goff was the guy, you don't make the pick. But if there's a 10%, hey, I don't know, we haven't extended him yet, I understood rolling the dice on a developmental quarterback. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. That's right. The risk you know going in.
I was fine with rolling the dice. It was a gamble. And at that time, and I know there's going to be people, well, why didn't you take an offensive lineman? What did the Garden bid that time?
Tank Dell was taken right after that. Yeah.
I understand the argument and why people didn't like the pick. I was okay with it because if you hit on a quarterback in the third round, because he did have a great senior year at Tennessee. He did make some plays and he was injured. So you were going to have some time to develop him, bring him along. I just don't think if you're going to bring Teddy Bridgewater back, I was fine with it putting him in too. Like that to me wasn't necessarily a sign of we don't like him. It was a 15-win team that wanted to give themselves every opportunity to win a game if a backup quarterback had to go in. I don't want to put a rookie quarterback. I don't want to put a second-year quarterback who's never taken a regular season snap, a meaningful regular season snap, into that situation. Yeah. But now you bring in Kyle Allen, who does have starting experience. Now, he's an undrafted guy out of Texas A&M. He's bounced around. He is the definition of a number two quarterback. Yep. He's never going to be a starter again. He's never going to be a guy that you say, yes, that is our franchise quarterback, but he is a guy that can go in there and get you out of trouble.
I knew it was going to be a bumpy road with Hendon Hooker. He was coming off the injury, and the offense he played in at Tennessee was not an NFL offense.
No.
It was, you're reading half the field, you're making one read, get the ball out on timing. What I thought was interesting is he had a quick release, he had some mobility, you got him in the third because he was injured, and I thought it would take a couple seasons to feel like, you know, he was either going to make it or not. So I understand why the Lions are hedging their bets here. They're going to be another Super Bowl caliber team. They can't have an unproven backup quarterback. The Kyle Allen thing makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I like the signing. It's not going to knock the socks off of anyone, but I thought it was a good insurance policy.
Tom, is this a real ticket text that you walked in here?
Is that Jamar?
Yeah, it's the only one we got on the Pistons.
I will read it. It goes as follows. The Pistons had an off night last night. Give them a break, Costa. They're a lot better than your wings. Costa, you're too critical. Football fan, Belleville. Did I beat
a little the over the top?
Did I come off the top rope on the Pistons to start the show? I don't think so.
They lost to a team that has 14 wins.
And they didn't.
They officially arrived last night, didn't the Pistons, as a good NBA team?
Oh, because good teams overlook bad teams?
Yes.
Sure. Hey, no, we made it.
It's I think it's just your voice.
Okay. Well, I can't change that. I even said, I think you mentioned, hey, I'm not going to kill him for a loss.
That was how you really
say it.
How do you really feel?
Anyway. Heather, good morning. Let's get to the news.
Hey, guys. Good morning. All right, let's get to the news. I want to talk to you about this story. There's some new disturbing details that have emerged about the CEO of the Oxford Center and the death of that five-year-old little boy. So sources confirm that this woman, Tammy Peterson, allegedly shared CCTV photos of this little boy, Thomas Cooper, from the accident, from the fire. And it included some really disturbing text messages that were critical of this boy. Like, I'm not even going to share them on air because...
Why would this person do that?
Because she's a terrible person?
So she had that. And then there's also messages that alluded to the idea that she would basically say the hyperbaric chamber could treat anything just to get people through the doors, right? Get people inside of them. There's messages like that. Plus, she allegedly lied to investigators to prevent them from having access to the video of the incident that she clearly had because she was texting people photos. Plus, she ran away when detectives asked for her cell phone. She had her son scrub her laptop of any evidence that may have existed. I mean, it's awful. During the arraignment, there were numerous claims. We talked about some of them, claims of just disregarded safety protocols, including the lack of a grounding strap to prevent static electricity. And there's one expert that's saying, had they would have done that, this boy could have survived. Or they say he would have survived with this simple safety measure. Plus, they say there was the tampering with the machine where somebody was like dialing back. So it looked like they were newer or... You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. And then they also had like lack of fire equipment on hand. That was in there as well. It's gross. Poor kid. Poor family. all of it. The Detroit City FC is one step closer to a new soccer stadium.
Yeah, I saw this. This is cool.
Yeah, so on Wednesday, the club gained an initial approval for its request for a public subsidy to help demolish that empty Southwest Detroit hospital. So the hospital was opened in the mid-70s, and the building now has just been completely vacant since 2007. So just kind of sitting there. So the soccer club bought the hospital last year, and on Wednesday, board members approved this plan that would reimburse the soccer club for the hospital's demolition costs to a tune of $5.9 million over 21 years. So it looks like it's what they wanted.
Yeah,
so.
that's going to be cool.
Also pretty cool, I think, cougar cubs have been spotted in Michigan for the first time in 100 years.
Wow.
And they're pretty stinking cute. Somebody caught them on their own personal property camera up in the UP, of course, is where they were. But the cubs...
A lot of cougars up there.
Oh, well, I don't know about that, John.
Well, if there's cougar cubs, there have to be cougars up there.
Well, there are cougars up there, but There are, of course, there are, but
they must.
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
But there's not a lot of them.
Okay, maybe not a lot.
Yeah. So this marked the first documented and confirmed sighting of cougar cubs since they were hunted out of existence in the early 1900s. The DNR says that a set of spotted cubs between 7 and 9 weeks old were spotted on a local resident's private property camera in Ontonagon. And what one specialist with the DNR is saying is that this is really exciting news, as it could be the first known cougar reproduction in modern times in the Western Great Lakes states.
Wow.
And it's pretty neat. So there has been verified a total of 132 cougar reports, but apparently DNA testing confirmed that those have all been males.
Oh.
So this is quite interesting, right? But they do say these little babies have not been spotted since March 6th. So they were spotted without their mama.
Uh-oh.
So normally they stick with their mom for 2 years. So there's no word. Nobody knows. Are they surviving? Did they find their mom? What's going on with them? But still.
They're there.
Pretty cool. Well, the Tigers, they just released. Well, I guess the Tigers didn't. MLB. Release these new hats for every team.
Yeah.
These overlap hats, right? And have you seen them?
Yep.
I'm sure you have, because everyone's talking about them. Let's just start with Detroit's, okay? So basically all these overlap hats, they feature the logo. So Detroit's has the old English D over top of a scripted word of Detroit, right? And ours, I think, just looks stupid.
It looks like a mess. It looks like
I gave Emily two little stickers and was like, put these on a hat. She's like, oh, it just doesn't read well, right?
Yeah.
But it reads better than some of the other teams' hats, like the Texas Rangers, for example. They actually discontinued the sale of their hats after they went viral for all the wrong reasons. The Astros hats, those don't look great either.
Angels,
the Angels,
not much better.
Here's what I don't get is, and maybe they need to hire somebody with my sense of humor or my level of mental growth or lack thereof, is to just say, hey, we're going to send you a sample. We're going to release these. It's going to be a huge national day.
Yes.
Just take a look and is there anything
you
could tell, you know, see? And then, you know, you look at the Astros.
Yes.
And it's A-S-H-O-S. Right.
Or the Angels without the G.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you say it phonetically, it doesn't
say what you'd like
it to say.
I know. Come on. Like, let's just use a little common sense here.
And even if they didn't create these new words,
they're just ugly.
They're way too complicated.
Yes,
like they're way too messy.
Yeah, they're busy.
It doesn't look good. None of them look good. It's a weird concept. But now people who bought the Rangers hats in particular are selling them for a lot of money because they saw them, thought they were funny, and trying to make bank. Yes.
It's Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, does MSU have a shot at the one seed? They'll play today at noon in the Big Ten tournament. Do they have a better chance after seeing Cooper Flagg go down for Duke? It's 97-1. We're still talking about the hats off air. What did you compare it to, Heather?
It's like when you try to insert an image into a Word document, but you're not sure how you can move your font over the picture.
Right.
So you just kind of like let it sit there and like, eh, okay, fine. I'll just have this picture behind my font.
It's like an ugly overlap.
Yes, it looks awful. Yeah.
And that's when you avoid, that's when you avoid making funny puns and words.
Right.
Like all of them are.
I just don't understand, especially since you were explaining to us off air, that these are sent to teams.
They have to approve it.
They have to approve it. So at one point, I mean, and this just, it baffles me that somebody didn't sit there and look at the Texas one or the Angels one and say it out loud.
Or the Astros.
Yeah. Just say, what does it read? How does it read?
Right.
But even if you didn't do that,
still doesn't look good
anyway.
It's
still messy. It doesn't look visually appealing.
Yeah, that was the point.
Yeah, they're bad.
Anyway, we'll talk a little baseball at 7:02, and it won't be hat related. One of the big conversation pieces with our baseball team yesterday is who's on third? So we'll get to that. What's on second?
That's a who's on first.
Yeah, but we're...
I know. Yes. I don't know who's on third.
We know who was on third.
Yeah.
So we'll get to it at 7:02. Michigan State will play today at noon. Typically, the Spartans, they don't really care about the conference tournament. Even great Izzo teams don't make runs in the conference tournament. But they have a real shot at the one seed, right?
Yeah. Legitimate shot at the one seed. Because if you look at, okay, just take the metrics in regards to quad one wins. And Auburn, who has spent time at number one. It depends on where you're looking. If you're looking at the net rankings or if you're looking at KenPom, like they've got 15 quad one wins. They're 15-4. They played a lot of quad one games.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at Houston. They've got 11. Alabama has 10, paired with 7 losses. Kentucky has 10. How many does Michigan State have?
Michigan State has 12 quad one wins right now.
And
it's the second most in the sport.
And only 4 quad one losses. I think that's the important part as well.
I think they have a real shot at the one seed. I don't know if everybody agrees with it. I think if you throw in the Cooper Flagg injury from yesterday, love it or hate it, the reality is the committee has punished teams for injuries before. If he doesn't play again in the ACC tournament, I know they'll try to paint the rosy, optimistic thing. Hey, if your best player's not healthy, historically, you get dinged. And if that's happening at the same time that MSU rattles off 10 straight wins to close the season, the majority of which against teams currently ranked, the majority of which are quad one wins, they'll end up with 15 quad one wins, maybe the most in the sport. Now, I realize Houston and Auburn
could Auburn, yeah.
Yeah, and they could win a couple games here too. But MSU would belong on the one seed line, would they not? If they win out, they are regular season tournament champs, both of them, a dual champion. They would end with 10 straight wins and have 15 quad one wins. If they're not the best team in the country, I understand, but they certainly would deserve to be one of the 4-1 seeds.
And it's interesting because KenPom has them at 8. Net rankings has them at 10. And then you look at the quad one wins. And again, there's so many metrics that go into this in regards to what the committee is looking at, how they have played recently, Greg, I know you're waving your hands. I know that how they played recently isn't supposed to factor in, but correct me if I'm wrong, they're human.
That is correct.
And I guarantee you, whether they want to admit it or not, there will be recency bias.
Well, I think there's two things. First of all, in terms of recency bias, I think there is the, well, we've already kind of got these teams that we think are the 4 best, which is basically Auburn, Duke, Florida, Houston. And so to knock them off of that perch, I think, might take something incredible. Now, Jim, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say Michigan State gets to the Big Ten title game and loses on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Would they be a 1 seed?
Did Florida lose prior to making the SEC title game?
Let's say sure.
Then, yeah, I think I'd put them in over Florida.
Okay.
Is Florida the lesser of those 4 teams?
They are the less of the 4 teams, but there is a significant gap, at least in the KenPom range, between 4 and 5. Now, here's what's going against Michigan State. It's the 3:30 tip-off on Sunday.
Right, we know that it's not supposed to work like this, but it always feels like the committee has already built the bracket and they don't change, even if you win that game. that's why you ask, well, it depends at the end there. Florida only has 8 quad one wins. And I know they've beaten Auburn, and I'm not telling you Florida's not a good basketball team, but if they don't win their regular season or conference tournament, if they have 5 losses just like MSU, but the Spartans are a dual champion with nearly double the quad one wins, I'm supposed to put Florida in there because the SEC's great? How about they win those games then? You know what I mean?
I agree. And I would love to see Michigan State go in as a one seed. I do think that over the course of the season, what we've seen Michigan State do and how we've seen them play, and I know what you're doing at the end of the year isn't supposed to matter, but let's just look at, you know, they lost to, early on in the season, number one team in the country. Now, Kansas hasn't...
At the time, yeah.
Right, and Kansas hasn't proven to be number one team in the country. So it's not necessarily... A lot of times we look at this, and I look at it from a football perspective, and what they would do on the football side of things. It's very different in basketball. But, you know, what's their worst loss?
It's probably the Indiana game.
Which is, happens to be their last loss.
Their last loss. Because MSU has 4 other losses. Kansas and Memphis, I think, are both top 50 right. net teams.
The West Coast trip,
and
USC,
then the West
UCLA.
Coast trip, which... I'm not making any excuses for them, but we saw it in football. You mentioned the football mentality. Mm-hmm. That travel out there really nipped some teams last year. I don't know that those are necessarily bad losses. Like, UCLA is a pretty good team. Indiana at home is their bad loss. Right, Greg? That's the one that, yeah, thumbs up from Greg back there. But I think they have a real shot at the one seed. I wonder if Spartan fans feel like it's worth it. Maybe they see the Cooper flag injury, and instead of seeing, oh, there's a path where Duke gets punished or Florida drops, maybe they say, I don't want to get any of these guys hurt. I'd rather just lose today, lock in my 2 seed, and move on.
So I think what Greg said about, there's kind of a wall that's up right now with the 4 number ones. People just think they're that's it. But State's progression here from probably February, you know, mid-February on, has really, if you really dig into the numbers, you can make a strong case for them in terms of quad one wins and all that. And I think it's getting overlooked because this wall's been put up. Like, I think what needs to happen at this point, something needs to happen. Duke probably needs to lose to Carolina today, and Florida needs to lose either today or tomorrow. And I think if that happens, a conversation starts. You know, I think if Izzo wins today, he can, and Duke loses tonight, he can start, you know, politicking for it a little bit, you know? If I was a Michigan State fan, we had one text here that came in, and they said there's no way they're getting in a one seed unless this, and this
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, I have it in front of me.
Okay,
yeah.
Stuff. But if, like, that person sounds like a pretty hardcore fan. When you really start looking and digging into the numbers, there is a very healthy debate to be had here that maybe State's getting a little dissed simply because of the wall that's been put up by those 4 teams. I mean, Florida's got some ridiculously good wins this year. People think they could win it all.
I do too.
But 2 SEC teams, and they didn't win either championship.
Right.
In the SEC, and then Michigan State wins both championships in the Big Ten. And again, these are things that got you one seeds before.
Auburn? What are you saying about Auburn, Greg?
Auburn won the SEC.
Yeah, he's saying Florida.
No, Florida wouldn't get either championship.
Yeah, Florida wouldn't have regular season or tournament championship. And again, if Florida were to lose their very next game, they'd be 8 quad one wins. That's solidified, locked in, kick your feet up, one seed, while MSU's going through a 10-win straight gauntlet to win the tournament championship. I think they have a shot. Ticket texters, 248-539-9797. The one Tom was alluding to, they have no shot with Duke and Houston winning yesterday. Auburn and Florida winning today will lock them out.
I do think that Duke, even though it was Georgia Tech, winning without Cooper Flagg and making the comeback that they did, because I was watching that game at the beginning, I'm like, man.
They were down early. Yeah.
Oh, they were down like 15 early. And they made a little bit of a comeback when Cooper Flagg did get hurt. And then, and I think it goes to show that whether you're looking at numbers, you're looking at Duke is still a very talented and really good team, even without Cooper Flagg.
They have 5 draft picks.
Yeah.
Protected draft picks.
Right.
Outside of Cooper Flagg, by the way, we'd make it 6.
Right.
How big a deal is the Cooper Flagg injury in the committee's eyes? It's not a season-ending ankle injury, and Duke's going to downplay it because it's in their best interest. But we've seen in both the NCAA tournament and the college football playoff, if you get a bad injury at the wrong position to a key guy, you'll be punished, which never sits right with me that that your resume gets dinged, wins you've already had get dinged because we don't know if you can win in the future. But there's precedent for it. Like, right. it would not be out of the question for the committee to say, hey, Duke, instead of being the number one overall seed, you're hanging by a thread. And if you lose, you're a two seed because Cooper Flagg might not be 100%.
It's hard to make that justification because of the talent that Duke has. When the Florida State quarterback got hurt, was it Travis?
Yeah, Jordan Travis.
They didn't have somebody to come in and even play close to where he is. Now, is somebody going to come in and play close to where Cooper Flagg is? No, but they have five other guys that are really good basketball players. So it's not like they're devoid of people going out there and making plays or scoring.
And let's face it here, Duke gets to play the hand the way they want to in terms of this information getting out or anything. This might be a hindsight argument where they just play it safe. Oh, we're not going to put them in the ACC tournament anymore. We feel secure with our seed,
yeah.
And we want to make sure he's 100% for the tournament. And then you get to the opening game in the tournament, and he's not in there. And all of a sudden, everybody's like, oh, wait a minute. They
sandbagged.
Yeah.
Well, again, you're talking about the opening weekend of the tournament. I think even if Cooper Flagg isn't there, those are two wins.
Should be. But we've seen Duke get bumped by Lehigh in the past. I mean, this is the tournament, man. Not having the number one overall pick in the NBA draft, yeah, it's a huge loss.
Greg, the other five guys, they're going to be very high picks.
Which is typical of Duke every year.
I think it's two other lottery picks and three projected second-round picks decide to leave.
Right. So you're not talking about a team that doesn't have playmakers without Cooper Flagg. He's clearly the best player.
I just wonder how Spartan fans feel going into today. Do you look at the Cooper Flagg injury and say, well, I actually don't want to go for it. I don't want any of our guys getting hurt. I don't know if that argument flies because the Spartans are pretty deep. They're not reliant on any one player. They've got four different guards if someone were to roll an ankle. And do you look at it the other way and say, hey, the moment's now. We have a chance at the one seed. What do you guys think? 97-1.
Hey, Planet Fitness is... It's always clean when you go in there. They've got great things going on. And let me tell you a little bit more about what they going on right now on sale, the Planet Fitness Black Card membership. What do you get? Well, you get access to the Black Card Spa. You have access to every single Planet Fitness location, not just here in Detroit, not just across the state of Michigan, but across the country. And if you don't like going to work out alone, you have unlimited guest privileges, so you could take somebody with you every single time. And you just got to find out what is it that motivates you. For me, it is I want to be able to play with the kids. We talked about Lucy playing basketball, Ruby playing basketball. I want to be able to do that with them and all the way down to Teddy, who I have no idea what he's going to do, but I know I want to have fun doing it with him. So that's why I work out. That's why I go to Planet Fitness. They've got a bunch of machines. So if you want strength machines in terms of machines, free weights, they've got it. You want to do aerobics and get an aerobic workout on. They've got bikes. They've got treadmills. They've got stairmats. They got anything you need. You can find your nearest club and join today in club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet, Planet Fitness.
.97-1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park. It's a Friday. We got Gov and Greg behind the glass. We'll get to the Tigers' third base question. You saw who was playing there yesterday. Get to that at 7:02. The Michigan State discussion, they play at noon, and we've asked the question, do they have a real shot at the one seed? Should they have a real shot at the one seed? And the case would be, if they win out, they are regular season and Big Ten tournament champions. They would have 10 straight to close, hot at the right time, whatever stock you put into it. It's better to be winning late than the alternative. And it could solidify as many as 15 quad one wins. It would rival Auburn for the most in the sport. For comparison, Florida, a team that everybody kind of has in there as a one seed, they only have 8 quad one wins. And you'd think playing in the SEC, you'd have all these opportunities. If the Gators get bounced at any point in the SEC tournament and MSU wins out, I'd flip-flop them. And then you throw in this Cooper Flagg business, and I don't know what's going to happen. Duke may get to play by different rules, but historically, if your star player, your number one pick in the draft gets hurt, you get dinged, right or wrong.
Okay, you might get dinged, but are they going to get dinged enough to drop out of a one seed?
I don't know.
So, I mean, I just don't think that they will.
And again,
and
the question is how
on Michigan State.
No, and the question would be how serious is the flag injury? If he was, in fact, done for the entire tournament, I think the case would be to drop him from the one seed. But Duke's not going to tell you that the ankle's that serious.
Right.
They're going to go, oh, he's walking a little gingerly. He's day to day.
I think that was a huge part of him. Okay, they took him to the locker room. At one point, you had a picture in a wheelchair.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he's back on the bench.
See, he's fine.
High fives, and he's limping around.
Totally fine.
But, yeah.
Precautionary that he won't play.
I guarantee you that was part of it.
The image of it all.
Yeah, if that happens 3 weeks ago, he's not coming back out to the bench.
Texter says, guys, we've been here, and it's always this way this time of year. MSU will be the 2 seed in Duke's bracket. A story as old as time.
Well, if that's the case, and Cooper Flagg's not playing.
Compromised or otherwise, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
No. I mean, who are you afraid of if you're MSU? Who do you not want to be in a bracket with?
But I think you're dismissing, and I'm not, I don't know enough about Duke. I just have watched a little bit to know that Cooper Flagg isn't their only weapon. So when you say, you know, when I say, you know, they're going to be playing Duke without, you know, Cooper Flagg, does that worry you? And you go, no. Like, I do think that there is still some concern. I'm not saying that Michigan State loses that game. I'm not saying they win that game.
Texter says, I would be fine with MSU as the 2 seed. They thrive when they have a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, I sure. It's the ability to go out there and say, well, we did, our resume says we should be a 1 seed. And they go through all the mental gymnastics that you just did with Duke and Florida. Florida doesn't win their, you know, the SEC tournament, they obviously didn't win the regular season. Then, yeah, I think they could go into it with the chip on their shoulder.
Spartan fan here. I'm good with the 2 seed. Honestly, don't think we're that great. I don't think the Big Ten is very good. Still hoping for the best. Go Green, Greg, and Coral.
How much will it matter, not just winning, but winning with style, if they put it on Oregon today? Mm-hmm. Let's just say, and they play the best of the remaining, and they put it on Wisconsin. And then, what is it? Maryland is the next highest rated team in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they face Maryland in the Big Ten championship, and they just, it's not even a question.
They
just blow them out.
Should only help.
I agree, but how much?
I don't know. I'm making the case if they win by 1 point, they should be the 1 seed. So, of course, I think if they clamp up Maryland and beat them by 25 points, like, what more do you need to see? Now, the bracket may already be set, which is a whole different issue with the process. But, yeah, I think that should matter. Ticket Texter says, no need to talk MSU seeding until they win the Big Ten tournament. Lose today, and they could be a 3. Win the tournament, they'd be a 2.
Behind the glass, we don't believe that. We believe it's almost like the same argument getting to the 1 in some ways. In fact, maybe a little closer to a 1 than they would be a 3.
But you guys think they're locked into the 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned something there about the process and, you know, the Big Ten playing so late Sunday, they could hurt themselves, that the bracket's set and all that and yada, yada. Wouldn't it be so cool one time if they were still having such a debate that it delayed it? Meaning they're teasing, like, it's not ready yet. You know, that there's this war, like, that would be so good for the sport, actually, if you think about it. But they're so built into, we got to hit these times and doing this. Guess what? 60 minutes is coming up a half hour later, people. Okay? You know the drama that would create? People would be like, no, there are going to, sources say, there is such a debate that they cannot decide between MSU and Florida for the last 1 seed.
Okay, so.
That would be awesome.
But you're only talking about 2 teams. The rest of the bracket's filled out. So,
well, you wouldn't know it yet, though. So the anticipation, everybody's waiting for the bracket to come.
Yeah,
sure, yes, they could create some drama.
You could hand.
I'm
it
not
up.
Saying create it; actually, do it naturally, because I think I call hogwash on this thing. Just saying, oh, it's set on Sunday morning now. I think it's the laziest thing to do.
But to
it doesn't
John's
have
point,
to be set.
To
you're supposed
point,
to get it right.
Just flip the 2. Like, okay,
right.
The game was over. MSU lost. Okay, we keep them at the 2. Oh wow, MSU won. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna copy. We're gonna paste.
Right.
Boom, boom. They're the 1. The 1's now the 2.
Yeah.
Don't redo the entire bracket.
Right.
We're done.
I'm not saying redo the whole bracket. All right, now we're just, I'll just rest my case.
Okay.
Whatever.
No, I get what you're talking about.
But before,
yeah.
No, I just got, you know what's different than it used to be? You know, when they would actually do this thing genuinely and it would go into Sunday and evaluate it. And it's just a sign of the times we live in. Like, they're lazy. They got to have this thing set, and it's got to be – it's such a TV production now versus there used to be a lot more drama to it, I think. I'm a college hoops geek that used to watch it back in the day, guys. I used to make out make brackets. I used to try to forecast this stuff when I was in nerd times. You know, it's like,
yeah, but you're in the bracket age group. You're in the bracket.
And you are too.
I am too, but I don't care.
We don't want to do that today.
Yeah.
Do you know who won our bracket last year?
No,
Heather. Not our bracket, but we did our like draft. Remember, we drafted four teams apiece.
Why would
not
you bring that up?
Is it?
You just want to pump up the ego again? She won the picks. She won the bracket. What the hell are we even playing for?
We'll do it again this year because we need a shot at revenge, John. Next week, we'll be having some fun with that. We'll each have four teams.
Now we have to sit for the...
There could be another trophy. I don't know.
Another trophy?
Jim, before you say things out loud, just take a deep breath and think about it. Now we have to sit here for the next 3 hours and hear her talk about, well, I won the bracket.
What
I
do you
won
guys
the
even
picks.
Know? Yeah. Well, Heather, what do you think? Are the Spartans a one seed? We should be asking you. You're the expert. I know, John. I know.
If you had to pick, okay, this is not a fair question because Michigan State is
your school.
Yes.
Never mind.
Don't ask.
Yeah.
Don't ask.
I was just trying to figure out how would she would pick if Michigan State wasn't one of them. You know, what's the criteria? Well,
oh, I
like their
yet.
Uniforms better. I like their mascot. Oh, it's my people.
It's just whatever feeling overcomes me at the moment. Yeah, it could be any of those things.
Of course. 7 o'clock hour. We're going to get an update on Lucy Jansen. Did they win at the Mackey Arena last night? We got the cookie jar at 7:35. And coming up next, he's playing third base now. It's 97.1.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.